brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, standing in for Alex on this Wednesday before Thanksgiving. We're going to be joined in the next segment by Gerald Celente, Trends Journal, and he's going to analyze for us what he sees happening in China. We're going to talk a little bit about the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the rise of Chinese hegemony, what they're doing with their Navy. And we're also going to talk about what's going on in Iran, so don't miss that. Stay tuned for this. Now, we've had a lot of information, like I mentioned just before the break, about how Obama and company are dictating to the American public exactly what they can and cannot do. And we had a caller, or actually somebody wasn't a caller, somebody who talked to Alex and made him want to call in and talk to us about how they were concerned that we were very negative about things, made them feel bad because we pointed out what was really happening in the world. And we've had Dr. Sharkey on just talking about killer robots. Do you not want to know what's happening in the world? Do you just want to go whistling through the graveyard, or do you want to be informed so you can actually do something about it? And we talked yesterday and today about juries. Listen to this particular case. Here we've got a 16-year-old who was jailed at Rikers Island in New York for 3 years without a trial. This is why the legal system is important. This is a teen who spent 3 years, 400 days of it in solitary confinement. Now, he is now filing a lawsuit in New York City, and he was just mysteriously let go. He said that they brought him into case. First of all, he was arrested because they suspected him of being involved in a robbery as he was walking home from a party in the Bronx. So he was arrested, taken to Rikers Island, which is a pretty rough prison in New York. And he was held because he couldn't pay the $10,000 bail. He went to court on several occasions, but he was never scheduled for trial. And after 33 months in jail, he said a judge offered him freedom in exchange for a guilty plea, threatening that if he didn't take the plea bargain, that he could face 15 years in jail if convicted. But he refused. And then one day, they came in, they never gave him a trial. They never even charged him with anything. They held him for 3 years. One day they came in and just released him with no explanation. He said they dismissed the case and they think it's all right. No apology, no nothing. Well, good for him. He's suing them. But we need to hold these people accountable. When we see things happening with police abuse, at the very least, that police department needs to have fines that are taken out in lawsuits. That needs to come out of their budget. As it is right now, it's the taxpayers who are being penalized, who are having to pay for these lawsuits because of abuses of the police. The police are not getting any personal fines as they should, and the police department itself is not even getting any fines. But this guy, this 16-year-old, hung tough. He did not take the plea bargain. People need to do that. They need to stand up for their rights. They need to demand a jury trial. They need to not take a plea bargain. They realized at this point, I think, after 33 months of holding this guy in jail, they realized that, hey, this is really going to blow up in our face. We need to get this guy to sign a paper. We'll let him go, and it'll just disappear. Because they never charged him with anything, and he never got his jury trial. And so many people, when faced with, they're telling him, you're going to stay in jail for another 15 years because we're going to find you guilty. He knew they couldn't find him guilty. He had that kind of confidence, and not enough confidence in the system of jurors. Do you think he would have thought that he would be found guilty if he was just going to be standing before a single judge? And yet that's what we see increasingly happening in America at all levels. We see that it's just a single judge. It's not a jury trial, as the Constitution demands. We have single judges in tax court or in traffic court or whatever. You need to demand a jury trial. But the most frightening thing is not just that they're intimidating people into waiving their jury rights and taking a plea bargain, but the most frightening thing to me is that we have this secretive FISA court, which meets in secret, which creates edicts in secret that they pretend alter the Constitution, and the public is never even allowed to see it, and there's no one arguing the other side of the case, and there's no jury, and yet what's on trial? Our basic fundamental constitutional rights. We'll be right back with Gerald Celente. Stay tuned.
the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex on this Wednesday before Thanksgiving. And today we have Gerald Celente, who has graciously agreed to come on our show on this busy holiday weekend. He's an American Trends forecaster, no stranger to you if you're a listener of the show. He publishes Trends Journal. You can find that at trendsresearch.com. Gerald is somebody that you want to talk to if you want to know what's going on in the world. I interviewed him about a week or so ago, and we were talking about his experiences with Governor Connally, who was, as you remember, involved in the shooting of the JFK assassination. But one of the things that I thought was most interesting about that was the reason that he met Governor Connally. And that was because he had written a book 3 years prior to that time saying that Ross Perot was likely to be the person who would run, saying that there was a lot of dissatisfaction with the two-party system, and that he thought that Ross Perot would be the guy that would step up into that gap. And at that time that he met with Governor Connally, Governor Connally wanted to know how he knew that. Well, Gerald is very astute, and he really does see the trends. He describes himself as a political atheist. I guess, Gerald, that would mean that you don't necessarily buy into something just because it's put out by one political party or the other. You're a little bit skeptical, right? I guess you could be called you got to be careful. You could be called a conspiracy theorist if you're skeptical of the two main parties, right?
Yeah, well, first of all, thank you for having me on, David, and happy Thanksgiving to you and everyone.
Always a pleasure.
I'm a political atheist. I don't believe in the political system. Just like, you know, I don't believe in, just like someone would not believe in a religion, I don't believe in the Bloods and the Crips.
Yeah.
And that to me is who they are.
Yeah.
And I don't say that in jest. Mm-hmm. By their deeds you shall know them. Look at the people that they murder because they want to go to war. That really is way beyond what the Bloods and Crips could pull off.
Okay.
How about, you know, the official 500,000 people that were killed in Iraq by the United States in a war that was fought over lies.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as, you know, of course, there's murder and there's thievery. Look at the money they steal from us every day, whether it's giving it to their buddies in the banks or stealing it in the name of taxes and giving it to their friends in the military or the cyber industrial complex. And I could go on and on. I do not believe in murder or criminality. So why should I believe in their corrupt system? So I am a political atheist. I have nothing to do with them.
I want to get your take on what's going on with this UN-Iran deal that's being talked about so much in the press. I guess the first two things that stick out to me as we're looking at it kind of from a journalistic perspective is the fact that the Iranians are coming out and claiming that the White House has put out a different version of the deal than they agreed to. Doesn't that sound like the way that Obama always operates? He tells one group one thing, he tells another group something completely different, and he thinks that he's not going to get caught in it.
Well, that's what they all do. Again,
yeah.
It's been going on forever. Like I just talked
that's
about,
right.
You know, the Iraq war. You know, Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda, I tell you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's one lie after another. So as far as I see this could, to me, this is the most positive thing that Obama has ever done if we could have peace with Iran. And
mm-hmm.
I want to put this into perspective. What has Iran done to us other than the incident, of course, that happened with the takeover of the U.S. Embassy that most people don't remember the facts of and don't know the details behind it or what happened before?
That's
and
the
that
key
is
thing, is not understanding what happened before. There was a long history. That's when most people in America began to first start thinking about Iran, was when they saw the embassy taken over. But go ahead. You were just going to talk about the long history of that.
Well, as you well know, you know, that the United States and the UK, the CIA and the, what is it, the MI6 or MI5, they overthrew the democratically elected government of Mossadegh in 1953. And you know why? He had the nerve, could you imagine this, to nationalize the oil fields.
That's right.
To call the Iranian oil their oil and not Anglo-Iranian, better known, boys and girls, as BP, those mm-hmm. wonderful people that pollute the planet. Hey, had any shrimp lately from the Gulf?
That's right.
And then, of course, the other company that was in there that was monopolizing the fields, Standard Oil. Those wonderful people, better known today as ExxonMobil. So they overthrew him and put in this dictator, the Shah. And if you read about what was going on during those times, as I did, this guy, you know, a guy like me, I'd be tortured and probably dead by now if I lived in Iran and spoke out against them. So when the overthrow happened, they kept telling America to leave, to get out. You're not going to tell us to get out, don't you know who we are? Says Jimmy Carter, who came back from spending New Year's Eve with the wife, with his wife and the Shah and his wife, and comes back to America, trots up against, in those days it was a big deal when the president went overseas, kind of like when George Bush left the country, you know, it was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes up to the microphones and he announces to the American people that the Shah is the island of stability in the Middle East. By the way, that's when I became a political atheist. Because I was in Washington, I was between Washington and Chicago in those days. I was working as a government affairs specialist for the chemical industry. As a young guy, I'm staying at the Willard Hotel, putting my meetings on the Hay Adams. So I was there in the middle of it at a pretty good level. So anyway, I began buying gold and silver, gold and oil, trading gold and oil, because I knew that Carter was full of baloney,
yeah,
to make it clear. So that was the only incident. Now, we're still holding this over, you know, yeah, come on, let's get over this. This is back in 1978, 79.
I want to interject something there, too, out of my personal experience, Gerald. I was in university at the time. I was studying engineering, and we had a lot of Iranian students that were in engineering. And before the Shah was taken out, they used to regularly demonstrate against the Shah. And it was the first time I'd ever seen people walking around wearing head covering. And so many of them were in engineering. I asked some of these guys afterwards, I said, why are you guys covering your face? And they educated me about the Savak, that the Shah, the CIA had trained in Iran. They said, we're worried that they're going to see who we are. This is before we have all the facial recognition and biometrics that we have now today. But they were very busy even back then. They were there at every demonstration they had against the brutality of the Shah of Iran. And they were taking pictures of people's faces. And these students were afraid that they were going to take recriminations on their families back home because they were protesting the brutality of the Shah in America. That's the kind of person that the CIA put into office. That's the kind of person that Carter and Brzezinski were supporting in office. So go ahead.
You know the facts. Again, yeah. I forgot all about the Savak,
yeah,
the secret police. So they were second to the SS.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So anyway, so now here we are, all these years later, and you know what's going on here. And I'll tell you as I see it, the reason they're making a deal with Iran, it's all about money. The American economy is in the crapper. Everybody knows it. As you look at, for example, median household income is 8.3%, 2007 levels. I mean, we could go on with the data forever about how the, you know, 1% has, you know, got all the gains and the rest of us are stagnant or declining, and how many young people can't get jobs, and the 95% of the jobs that are created don't pay a living wage or a part-time. So the economy's in trouble. Here we are now. The only 70% of our GDP is based on consumer spending. Wonderful. We used to be a manufacturing country, but that's another story. All the dough that's going into the gas tank and going to heating your homes is not going into retailers' cash registers. There's a glut of oil on the market, particularly when Iran gets back in the game. You're already seeing oil prices going lower. This could be a good temporary boost for the economy. It could also be the kind of thing where the Fed could use it as an excuse for tapering, because they're saying the economy is boosting. David, it's always about money.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And this is a bottom line deal as I see it. And look at the way now the United States is pulling away from Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to rely on them that much because Iran is sitting on all of this oil. You go back to several years ago, they're putting out, what, about 4.5 million barrels a day. And now Iran's putting out about 1.2. So they need the dough. America needs to bring oil prices down. I see this nothing more than a deal for oil, a deal for the economy. It has nothing to do, as none of it ever does have to do, with real democracy or geopolitical needs.
And this is being portrayed as the very existence of Israel being threatened. And yet we see Saudi Arabia joining with Israel and opposing this deal. That's pretty interesting. I find what you're just saying about the bringing oil down, of course, Saudi Arabia would not want that to happen. You would think if this was simply ideologically and religiously based that the Saudis would be siding with Iran instead of siding with the Israelis. But Saudi Arabia wants to keep oil high. They don't want to see the price go low if the Iranian supplies are brought onto the market.
and they want to control the market as they have. You know, they're the number one player there, and they're calling the shots. That wonderful kingdom of Saudi Arabia, yeah, where they chop the head off in public really slowly.
That's right, our favorite theocracy. We're going to be right back with Gerald Celente right after the break, so stay tuned. We're going to talk about China and about the Trans-Pacific Partnership as well.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your lease gonna pout and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're joined on the phone with Gerald Celente. And we were just talking about Iran and what Gerald analyzes that to be. He's the publisher of Trends Journal, and that's at trendsresearch.com. I was just looking during the break at this article that Kurt Nimmo put up on InfoWars about Obama telling his Hollywood allies to cut movie violence. He says they need to think long and hard about what they're going to do. So here we have the dictator-in-chief telling them what kind of movies they're going to make. We got Bloomberg telling you what kind of food to eat. We got Obama telling you what kind of insurance you're going to buy, what kind of movies you're going to watch. We got the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation determining how your children are going to be educated, what they're going to be taught. And, of course, they don't care much for religion. But we have these people whose religion seems to be that of the omnipotent state. And he's joined along with Senator Lieberman, who has proposed a bill that would allow the government to fine companies that advertise violent movies to children, because always it's about the children. Well, you're not going to be able to distinguish whether they're advertising it to children or to adults, and so that's the way the tyranny always creeps in. But I bring that up because one of the things about this Iranian deal, Gerald, is that from my standpoint, I thought was interesting, was that both the Associated Press and the Iranian press, the Al Monitor, were working with their respective governments to do exactly what the governments wanted to. They kept this secret since March. They've known about this. Now, the AP says that they didn't know about it. Al Monitor says, well, we weren't really sure of the details and so forth. But there's a reporter, Laura Rosen, who says that both her journal and the AP had the story and kept quiet about it for months to help the Obama administration. It's pretty amazing, the censorship, the dictatorship, and how the mainstream media plays ball with these people.
Well, that's why I call them prostitutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Absolutely.
And they send us to war. And, you know, you're talking about the gun violence, by the way, as you're going, you're reading, as you're mentioning all these things. Hey, it's no good for the kids, but a couple of drones, you know, wiping out some Yemen kids, the Pakistanis or Afghan kids, they don't count. Oh, and all those kids that were slaughtered in Iraq. Oh, you want to talk about gun violence? Let's talk about real gun violence. Hey, how about a little depleted uranium? Does that count as gun violence? How about those guys up there in the helicopter that Bradley Manning is in jail for shooting innocent people and joking about it? Is that gun violence?
Yeah. The irony is just amazing, isn't it? That he would do all of these things and then complain about these fictional characters. But one of the things about that, Gerald, is that they're depicting in movies individuals having guns. He wants a world where only the government has the guns, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And we're talking about all these, you know, how they're watching over everything that they're doing about us. I got to tell you, I'm fed up with the cops, man. I've had it. And, you know, the other night I went up to, well, I'm in Kingston, Colonial Kingston, and about 20 minutes from here is Woodstock. And they had the New Orleans Preservation Hall Jazz Band at Bearsville Theater. So I go up with my friend to go see. I'm a real jazz fan.
Yeah.
Everywhere you look, man, there's the cops. There's the cops. If you don't have that little white on under your license plate, yeah, they're pulling you over.
Yeah.
If you don't have your signal light on, your seatbelt on, they're busting everybody's chops, man. You want to talk about the militarization of this country? How about all of these vehicles that the Defense Department isn't using anymore that we pay an arm and a leg for from these military contractors that are now going to rural police departments? You want to talk about the loss of our rights? I've had it with this crap. You know, I remember going out at night on a Friday and Saturday night, and you sound old enough to remember, too, when the roads used to be packed with people.
Yeah.
And now they're empty.
That's
because they're out there, they're watching everything. Hey, but boy, where are all these tough cops going after the Jamie Dimons or the Lloyd Blank Fines or the other big criminals? Oh, they, you know why they don't go after them? Because they only commit misdeeds. Yeah, that's right. They missold. No, it's never grand larceny. It's never robbery or burglary. You know, we need the cops to go after the slime, whether it's John the Slime Corzine or these gangbangers, and leave us alone.
But we were told We were told by the Justice Department these guys are too big to jail. HSBC, UBS, they were too big to jail. We couldn't do anything to those companies. We had to give them a pass. We're going to be right back with Gerald Celente. We're going to talk about China. We're going to talk about the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Things are heating up between the U.S. and China. China's trying to build a navy. The U.S. is trying to push back against them in Asia. We're going to see what happens with that, but Gerald's got some ideas on that. We'll join him right after the break. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex, and I have Gerald Celente on the line with us. But before we get back to Gerald, I just wanted to point out that ProPure Filter is on sale right now. Water 20 to save 20%. You know, this is perhaps your most vital nutritional supplement is water. And you want to make sure that that's clean. Whether you've got a well system, you want to make sure that you've got excess particulates out of your well water. Maybe glyphosate has come into it from Monsanto's wonderful Roundup. But you also want to make sure if you're living on city water especially, you know that they're probably purposefully adulterating it with fluoride and other forced medication. Make sure that your water is pure and clean. It's one of the most essential elements for a healthy life. And you can pick that up, the ProPure filters, right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Promo code is Water20 to save 20%. Now, I was just handed an article from Kit Daniels. This is breaking new news going up on the website. proof that gun registration leads to confiscation. We were just talking in the previous segment, Gerald and I, about the amazing hypocrisy of Obama lecturing Hollywood about violent movies when he's killing people with drones around the world. This is a case in New York where they've had people register their guns, and now they're sending out these notifications. It appears that you are in possession of a rifle and or shotgun listed below. Immediately surrender your rifle and or shotgun to your local police precinct immediately and notify this office of the invoice number. There you go. Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, just like Dianne Feinstein said. How about that? Gerald, that's right there in New York, where
yep.
you are.
Just as I was saying, you know, it's they screw the little people. They're taking all our rights
yes.
away from us. They're watching everything. Who could have ever would imagine that this would have happened to our nation?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Let's turn back to international trends here. And what do you see happening in China? They're building a massive navy, and at the same time, the U.S. is asserting its control, trying to assert its control by putting surface-to-water missiles at choke points around the Asian Pacific. At the same time that China is building up a massive deep-water navy and asserting that they own certain Japanese islands, certain islands around Korea. And yesterday, the U.S. flew B-52s in defiance of what the Chinese had just said. The U.S. sends two B-52 bombers into the air zone claimed by China, according to the New York Times, defying China. Two long-range American bombers flew through contested airspace in the East China Sea. Now, of course, the American official said, oh, no, we were not being provocative. They were being provocative. And maybe that's true. You know, when somebody puts something in your face, maybe you stand up to them. I don't know. How do you read this buildup between China and the U.S.?
Well, it's part of that Pivot Asia that's part of the Obama program.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we really should need to step back from all of it. And what are we doing over there? What's the United States doing anyplace other than how come that we're not at home?
Yes.
We don't need a military. We need a defense force.
Absolutely.
This is insanity. Here, the country is going down in every level. What are the latest numbers out now? Our infrastructure is going to take $4 trillion. Just to repair. And now, of course, what is about a week ago, Reuters reported that they can't find $8.5 trillion that the Pentagon spent since 1996. What are we doing over there? Well, imagine if this was a role reversal and there was a disputed island between, let's say, United States and Mexico. And the Chinese came over and flew over it. You know, what are we doing over there? Enough of this. Oh, the military, they're really brilliant in this country. Hey, that's a great war they won over there in Iraq, wasn't it? Hey, David, how about that winter in Afghanistan? You know, the longest war in American history,
that's
longer
right.
than World War One and World War Two put together.
And we're going to be there at least another 10 years. They just came out this week and said, and perhaps beyond. And it was back in 2006, a British commander said, we're going to be there for 20 years.
Yeah, and didn't El Presidente say during the presidential campaign that we were going to be out of there by 2014? And then now the date is ostensibly 2024. So what I'm saying is whether it's Vietnam, whether it's Korean War, whether it's what are they doing here? You know, it's a provocation. It's none of our business. And if anybody does think it's their business, pack up your gear and go over there and fight it.
Well, of course,
also send your money because I don't want to send my money for this stuff.
That's right. Of course, it's all set up to enrich the military-industrial complex. And
exactly.
Now they're these same globalist corporations that have been robbing us blind so that we could have continuous war ever since World War II. There's an article now that came out on, let's see, what was this? This was The Telegraph, and this is from Ambrose Evans Pritchard. And here's the title. He says, China-Japan rearmament is a Keynesian stimulus. If it doesn't go horribly wrong. So there you go. Now, not only should the U.S. build up because we're threatened by the Chinese, but the Chinese are threatened by the U.S. So now we can sell weapons to both of those sides. And it's a good thing because it's a Keynesian stimulus.
Yeah, this is a sicko for you. Here, I want to read a quote. This is from Monday. The U.S. military will continue conducting flight operations in the region, including with our allies and partners, and will not in any way change how we conduct our operations as a result of this policy, said Colonel Stephen C. Warren of the Pentagon. Now, let me get this straight. We were talking before about Iran and the problems the United States had with it, with the hostage takeover. Of course, no one was really killed in that thing. But when you go back to World War II, let me get this straight. These are the Japanese. They're a Pearl Harbor. Oh, they're our good buddies now. Like the Vietnamese, right? Hey, the Germans.
That's right. Just like 1984, where they keep changing sides.
Play this song. Listen to this.
What's that? I can't hear it. Can you guys hear that?
In the streak of yellow from this sneaky little fellow, and he'll think a cyclone hit him when he's through it. We'll take this double crosser to the old woodshed.
Well, that's politically incorrect.
Start on his bottom and go to his head. When we get through with him, he'll wish that he was dead.
We got us after dirty little devil.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
So
and now today they
what was going on. If we could be allies with Japan, oh, not to mention, you know, Hiroshima and Nagasaki, you know, just a side thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a big issue here with Iran. I don't get it.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, look at what was going on back then, the hatred between the two countries. And this was a war. This is when, you know, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people, hundreds of thousands in the United States, millions around the world were killed. There was nothing like this with Iran and the United States. But anyway, now we're their allies, and this is what they said after they sent the B-2s over, the B-52s. The Pentagon spokesman Colonel Stephen Warren told the media, quote, "We've conducted operations in the area. We have continued to follow our normal procedures, which include not filing flight plans, not radioing ahead, and not registering our frequencies."
Of course, that's not provocative.
No! And, of course, the Chinese are provocative as well. But this isn't our fight.
Right.
And that's what is so upsetting, is that, again, here we are, the United States of America, built on a foundation from the Founding Fathers, a Constitution and a Bill of Rights that is totally against this kind of behavior. And yet, it's being broadcast and talked about in the major media as though we have every right to be doing this. How about minding your own business? How about taking care of America? I got an idea. Fix Detroit. After you do that, then get involved over there in China.
Absolutely. And yet what we see happening is, of course, this is an opportunity for the military-industrial complex to make money with China can build up their giant navy, and then we can have a new defense project where we come up with new surface-to-sea missiles, and the military-industrial complex is going to be very, very happy about that. China might even loan us the money to go into these new defense projects, right?
You got a good one there. That's a good point. Yeah. And again, when we really talk about the Chinese Navy, they have one aircraft carrier, and it's a retrofitted Ukrainian ship.
You know, Gerald, you should be very, very afraid of that. See, that's what the press is telling you.
They're just learning how to fly the planes on it, you know? I mean, it's a joke. But if they're going to do this, just as they used communism during the Cold War, now it's terrorism during the War on Terror to keep us in fear. And the next charge is going to be the Chinese. Because here's the deal. Japan is in a lot of trouble. Their economy stinks. Abenomics isn't working. They've devalued the yen. They're trying everything they can to boost their economy up. When all else fails, they take you to war. Go over to China, same thing there. They're running a massive deficit to GDP.
Yes.
They have real problems. Their lending rates are going up.
And let me interject something right there. We just had an article yesterday that was on Infowars.com, and it pointed out that China is on a debt binge and a buying spree unlike anything the world has ever seen. What you just said there, in terms of talking about the massive debt that they're incurring, they said they've had an unprecedented explosion of debt. They've added $15 trillion. So they've added more in just a couple of years, in the past 5 years, they've added more debt than any country in history has. So the Chinese are going into debt to the bankers as well, aren't they?
Exactly. So they're all in, you know what China's biggest fear is, by the way? It's not Japan or the United States. It's the Chinese people. Mm-hmm. And they got, you know, 1.2 billion of them. Yes. A lot of them start going nuts. They can't handle the deal. And that's what you're going to start seeing happening.
And there's a demographic component of that too as well. There's a massive imbalance between men and women in China because of their one-child policy. So many families, when they kept a child, so many American families have adopted young girls from China because the families are giving up girls. If they're the first child, they're waiting for a boy. So you've got this massive imbalance of male to female. And if they don't give them up, they have an abortion, a selective abortion. So you have a tremendous imbalance between male and female. That always is a demographic pressure for war. And that's also going on in China as well.
Exactly. And also, 25% of the college grads in China can't find jobs.
Yes, yes.
So they have real problems going on over there.
Kind of like here.
Like here.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. Oh, and by the way, that the numbers that you just mentioned about the Chinese central bank dumping all this dough into the system, this is unprecedented, not only there, but worldwide. This is the only thing that's keeping the global economies going. Whether it's the QE coming out of the United States, the tens of trillions of dollars that the Federal Reserve has pumped into the system since 2008, plus what's going on with the central banks, the ECB, keeping interest rates. Now what they're doing, whether they're going to have minus interest rates to boost the economy. This is unprecedented. Right. Which goes, again, it all ties together. And to divert just a little bit, that's why I'm still bullish on gold. That this Ponzi scheme is going to have to end at some point. And when it does, you're going to see gold again start, as I believe it, as a trend forecaster. I'm not a financial advisor. I'm not telling people what to do. But when you start putting all of this together, this is unprecedented in world history, where so many major countries are printing all of this paper money backed by nothing. So it goes mm-hmm. back to the wars again.
Mm-hmm.
Because the best way you get the people's minds off the terrible economy is you take them to war.
Oh, absolutely. And that's what we've had since we've had continuous war since we ended World War II. And, of course, the military-industrial complex doesn't just want to build arms. They actually want to use them. Because when those bombs are blown up, they get to sell more bombs.
Yeah, and what they can't sell, they give to the local police department.
That's right. That's really scary.
Yeah. You can't make this up. Who would have ever thought? You know, who would have ever thought that you have these rural and city police departments with these huge trucks and armored vehicles? I mean, this is disgusting. How about protect and serve? Could you handle that one? I remember when I was a kid watching TV, you know, Officer Joel Bolton, the friendly guy on the corner, you know? My God, how it's digressed.
Yeah, it's become a lot more Barney Fife and a lot less Sheriff Andy Taylor, hasn't it, too? And it's kind of pretty scary to see these guys going out there. I mean, you imagine an army full of Barney Fifes with the latest state-of-the-art military equipment, and they've got this kind of bullying mentality that we see over and over again in police brutality cases. Nobody is held accountable to this.
Again, I'm a trend forecaster. And my work is to stay on top of the current events that are forming future trends. I could go back to 2003, when these soldiers started coming back from Afghanistan, and in 2005, when they started coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan after doing repeated tours of duty, which was new, by the way. They used to send you once and that was it, and they didn't keep sending you back.
That's right.
And coming back with a lot of mental problems, whacked out on a lot of drugs, and the warning was that they were going to go into corrections and the police force.
Oh, we lost the audio there. Okay, we lost audio there. Yeah, he's exactly right, and that's what's very scary, is to see that these guys coming back, stressed out, PTSD, drugged up by the VA, that they're now going into corrections in the military. It's exactly what we showed from Clockwork Orange, if you're familiar with that movie. By that came up because of the interview that Alex had with Vivian Kubrick, daughter of Stanley Kubrick. That's a great interview. If you haven't seen it, look for that on Thurston Planet TV if you're a subscriber. If you're not a subscriber, you ought to become a subscriber. Hand that out to your friends and family. You can give that as a gift. Very cheap way to support our operation here. But you can also see that particular interview is now up on YouTube. It's a great interview. But if you remember that movie, you had this gang of thugs that went around creating violence, rape, murder, beating people up. One of them goes to prison. His other friends, his droogs, as he calls them, they become police officers and continue the same thing. And that's exactly what Gerald was talking about. We're going to get him back on the line. He's going to join us in the next segment. We're going to talk about the Trans-Pacific Partnership. This is the new comprehensive treaty that's being negotiated, negotiating away our rights. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
This holiday season, get your family prepared at Emergency Essentials. You know us for our low prices and our high-quality emergency preparedness supplies. Now we're lowering our prices even more for our Black Friday sale. We have doorbusters up to 70% off. Sign up for our email newsletter to be the first to know all the details. Starts Friday, 8 a.m. Mountain Time. Visit Emergency Essentials at BePrepared.com and sign up today. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you. It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic from TerraGenics. Pro-EM-1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM-1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call TerraGenics at 866-369-3678 or visit TerraGenics.com. TerraGenics.com.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
We'll be right back.
back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex today, this Wednesday before Thanksgiving. And Gerald Celente has been joining us in this last hour. We've got one more segment, and we want to talk about the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Now, in the last segment, we were talking about the buildup and forces between the U.S. and China and Japan, and how Ambrose Evans Pritchard of the, this is the Telegraph, said that the Chinese-Japanese rearmament is just simply Keynesian stimulus. That's pretty amazing. I mean, I've heard many people say that, you know, the World War II brought us out of the Great Depression. Well, if that's the case, then somebody needs to reevaluate their definition of depression, because once we got into the war, I remember that there was rationing. I mean, I wasn't alive at that time, but I know my history well enough to know that there was severe rationing. So to me, depression means, ending a depression means that you start to end the economic privation of people, and that's not what happened. It actually got worse. All it did was build a giant military-industrial complex that's been preying on people since then. But, Gerald, I want to talk to you about the Trans-Pacific Partnership, this agreement that's being negotiated in secret with hundreds, over 600 corporate lawyers are going in and negotiating this, and our lawmakers are not allowed to even see what's in the agreement because it's now on the fast-track trade agreement. What do you think about this?
Well, first of all, I love the name. That's a great, that's a lovely little name, isn't it? Trans-Pacific.
You know? Yeah, yeah.
Partnership.
Yeah.
You feel like you got a piece of the action, right?
Except we're not stakeholders in this.
No, well, it's
you
a
and
partnership.
I.
Well, you're not a partner.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's just, you know, it's, I mean, you said it all. There's 600 corporate negotiators, Congress being kept in secret, Obama fast tracking it. It's another day in what's happened to this country. Again, I always say it, four words prove that this is not capitalism. It's fascism.
Yes.
Too big to fail.
Yes.
And this is a perfect fascist program, because under this new fascist partnership with Asia, the United States will not have any power in government regulations over these multinationals. Mm-hmm. Or transnationals, whatever you'd like to call them. And that's what this really is. They use the term globalization. This isn't globalization. It's multinationalism.
Yes.
It's a multinational takeover.
It's so elevating these corporations to the level of the government, because they have these tribunals, these state corporation tribunals, where one of the arbiters is picked by the corporation, one by the government, and one by them mutually. So they elevate them to the same level, and then we, the taxpayers, have to pay if the government does something to affect the profits of these multinational corporations. It's absolutely amazing. You pointed it out exactly. It is exactly fascism. It's not socialism, and that's what we've been seeing from Obama all the way along through this administration.
Yes, and again, I wouldn't say that it's the government and the multinationals making the decisions. They're one.
Yes.
They're the same thing.
Exactly.
These guys are only, the politicians are only wise guys for the multinational mafia.
Exactly.
They're just little spokespeople. You buy them off with campaign contributions and a little of this, a little of that. Give them a free ride here. Give them a vacation there. And they're happy. I mean, so it's only the multinationals that are in charge, whether it's in the manufacturing, or the banking, whether it's in agriculture or pharmaceutical, whether it's in...
It's going to give the bankers exactly what they want, Big Pharma exactly what they want. It's Obamacare extended to all aspects of our life. Thank you so much for joining us today, Gerald Celente. Have a great Thanksgiving. I know you got a very busy schedule. Thanks for doing it on the day before Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's trendsresearch.com. Gerald Celente will be back on Friday live.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.